Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's baseball team, coming off four losses to Western Oregon, a split against Miles Community College this week. We're sitting out here at a really nice day at Burns Field. Interesting to see what the weather does this weekend. But, Chris, you know, taking a look at it, I mean, you know, we talked about it last week, just no two ways around it. Been a tough stretch for you. Obviously, when you were going in the Western Oregon game, a perennial power in the GNAC, we felt that, you know, you probably had to have your A game. Everything needed to be working. I'm just assuming that that just wasn't the case.
Yeah, you know, I obviously wasn't there for the weekend, unfortunately, but, you know, kind of the reports were that, you know, we struggled with some of the things that we've continually struggled with throughout the year and weren't able to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And, you know, really with the exception of game four, didn't play up to our capabilities. So, you know, against a team like that, you don't bring your quote-unquote A game, and the results will happen just like they did. So it was a disappointing weekend, to say the least.
You went up against Miles Community College. That was a two exhibition games. Ended up winning in extra innings. I know it was a late night for you. I imagine the players are just thrilled to be having practice today after a late night like that one. But again, showing the ability to come back in the late innings, whether it's an exhibition game or not, always a good thing.
Definitely. And you know, we you know, the focus for us yesterday, you know, obviously was to play well, but get some guys some looks that you know, hadn't been playing a lot. And you know, not that we treated it like a JV game, but it, you know, basically was that, in that, you know, we had a lot of guys that played, you know, every inning yesterday, and that hadn't got a lot of at-bats, hadn't got a lot of innings pitched, so on and so forth. So kind of, you know, get them a look. And then, you know, on the other side of it, it gave us a chance to see Miles. And you know, we've gotten kids out of that program the last couple of years, and they've come in here and had success. So it was kind of a dual purpose yesterday to get our guys some extended looks, and then also to check their team out.
And only assume that you were probably pretty impressed with what you saw from Miles.
Definitely. You know, they've always been a good program, a solid program, and, you know, we've been fortunate to be able to develop a relationship with them and be able to kind of call the talent out of there, if you will, and those guys have translated well for the most part at this level.
I want to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the aspects, you know, over this stretch that have been giving you some ailings here on the second part of the coach's show. And, of course, we'll also talk about the upcoming series this weekend as you get set to take on Northwest Nazarene at home at Cobb Field. We'll be talking about that on the second part of the coach's show with Chris Brown.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company. On campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team. This is, you know, one of those situations which I'm apt to do sometimes. I probably, these questions are going to seem a little esoteric or what have you, but kind of bear with me. You know, baseball is fascinating to me from the standpoint that, you know, I know it's a team game. But really, so many times, it's really nine individuals each trying to play up to their potential. I mean, if you want to talk about the ultimate unfair team sport, I mean, there's that particular times on the field when you got one player against nine. I'm talking about a hitter against nine players. I mean, who's the advantage going to there? The reason I bring that up is we talk about the team aspect of it, but I suspect particularly when you're in a slump like this and when problems have been occurring, you know, with getting those wins, I suspect it's really a situation where each individual player, you know, maybe just kind of has to take it upon themselves to to rise up their game, and if everybody does that, things will turn around.
Definitely, and you know, you summed it up pretty well. Baseball is definitely an individual or a team sport, but it's a culmination of individual efforts, and we've kind of found ways to lose this year, and that's something that we've talked about with the guys is, you know, when we, you know, we'll hit well and we'll play good defense, we don't pitch well, and when we pitch well and play good defense, we don't hit well, and, you know, you need all three of those facets to fit together, and we've struggled with each one at times this year, and that being said, you know, consistently, we've hit the ball pretty consistently, we've played pretty decent defense for the most part. We've had little things here and there, and the Achilles heel has been the pitching, and it hasn't necessarily been one guy or one thing. It's kind of been a group effort, if you will. And one day we're not able to throw strikes, and the next time we're throwing strikes, but they're down the middle. And then we've also had days where guys are throwing strikes and they're hitting their spots, and the balls are finding every little hole. And that's kind of the nature of the beast with baseball is that you can do everything right, and you still only have so much control over what happens. And once we get into that mode, the hardest thing isn't to break out physically, it's to break out mentally, and that's kind of where we're at that crossroads where guys are doing the right things physically but maybe not the right things mentally, and getting over that hump is a unique situation for each guy needs something different to happen for them to kind of get over that mental hurdle, if you will.
And you just mentioned the fact that each player is different, yet I'm going to ask you to kind of capsize them all into one. And the reason I bring that up is I think, winning is contagious. Unfortunately, so is losing. And, obviously when a team is struggling, nobody's trying harder than the players. I mean, nobody wants to do better than the players themselves. But the reason I bring that up is there a point, certainly with some of the players, with maybe right now they're thinking too much, or maybe maybe it's gotten in their head a little bit, and certainly the effort is there, but maybe they just need to relax a little bit, if you will.
Definitely, and that's one of the things that happens when you don't meet your expectations, you don't succeed, and you don't execute, is you start to press, and although your effort level goes up, other things are sacrificed because of that, and in baseball terms, you call that pressing, guys are swinging a little bit harder at the dish because they want to hit the ball a little bit harder, and that at-bat's a big at-bat, and because they're swinging a little bit harder, their swing plane's off, and now instead of a line drive, it's a ground ball, or that pitcher, he gets himself into a big situation, and he tries throwing the ball at 105% and instead of at 98%, and now that ball, it goes a little bit harder velocity-wise, but it's a little bit straighter, and now instead of a ground ball, it's a line drive with a gap, and guys start trying almost too hard, and you talk to guys when they're doing well and when you're winning, and nobody really thinks about it. It just happens, and the game comes to them, and there's a flow to it, and everything's nice and easy, loose and relaxed, and things just happen, and usually for the better. Whereas when things don't happen the way that you want, you start to press and you get a little bit tighter, and maybe it's the pitcher that's not throwing strikes, so that affects the defense. The defense is a little bit on their heels, and now that routine ground ball that should be an out sneaks through because that fielder was sitting there for three balls going, oh, geez, here's another ball, oh, geez, there's a ball at me, and he's a half step behind, and now that ball gets through instead of fielded. So it's a cyclical process, and no one piece of the puzzle is at more fault than the other, and it's, like I said, it's a vicious cycle, and to break out of that, sometimes it's one guy stepping up and putting the team on their shoulders and saying, hey, man, follow me, and the next time it's a group of guys stepping up and getting it done, and the next time it's everybody doing a little bit, and as a team, you get over the hurdle. So there isn't one right answer and one right way to do it. It's just a matter of getting it done.
You brought up an interesting point earlier, though, and we've talked a lot about it, that each player is different. But, I mean, as you know, I like to talk coaching strategies and things of that nature from time to time. From a coach's standpoint, you hear it all the time, coaches aren't supposed to play favorites. They're supposed to treat everybody the same. But nonetheless, you're dealing with different individuals. Some players may be a little more hard-headed, for lack of a better way of putting it. And maybe they're the kind of guys that you need to come down a little hard on. And, they're the kind of guys that need to have somebody right in their face, and they, they,
they need that. Other players, again, for, and I don't know if you have anyone like this, but for lack of a better way of putting it, might have a little more fragile egos. Maybe they need to be stroked a little bit more. Do you find that as a coach, or is it a situation where maybe one size does fits all and you have to treat everyone pretty much at the same level when it comes to trying to get them motivated?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both, Ken, if that makes any sense. I think, you know, as a team, you have to deal with the team consistently, and you have to be consistent in your approach with them as a whole. Individually, though, you hit the nail on the head. You know, one guy, you got to hold his hand and pet his ego a little bit and be nice to him and, you know, keep trying to be positive. And the next kid, he feeds off that negative reinforcement, and he wants the yeller screamer and guy to be in his face and you know, yelling at him and whatever else. And then the next kid, you know, it's, hey, leave me alone, and that's the way that I respond the best. So each kid's different, and that's definitely probably the biggest challenge is figuring those things out. And, you know, it's funny when things are going well and guys are doing what they're supposed to, it's easy to motivate, and you don't really need to say anything. You don't need to do much. It's just kind of keep doing what you're doing and don't change much. And then when you don't do well, everybody wants to change here and there, and you got to start trying to find the right buttons for each kid, and that's definitely a challenge with group dynamics and the individuals that factor into that.
You know, I say this tongue-in-cheek, but is there ever a good coach, bad coach thing? You got Luke as your assistant, a fiery guy, a fun guy. The players love him, but nonetheless, I could see Luke being one of those guys that can grab somebody and say, hey, come on, get it together. I mean, is there some of that going on with the coaching staff? Because I would imagine it helps to have coaches that are maybe a little bit different in personality, if you will.
Definitely, and that's, you know, that's benefited us in the past to have, you know, those different personalities, and one guy, like you said, is a little bit more fiery, and then the next guy's a little more calm and even keel. But at the same time, you know, you've got to have a similar philosophy, and you can't contradict each other. And I think that's where, you know, Luke and I work well together, is that we have a good rapport with each other, and then that carries over to the guys. And, you know, this year it's been frustrating because we've tried anything and everything, and we just kind of keep finding ways to not get it done, and you know, our effort level's been as good as we could expect it, and as good as it's ever been. Our talent is there, you know, at least on paper. We're really happy with the guys that we have, and I think it just boils down to a confidence thing, and you see that with teams that win and teams that don't. There's usually one or two pivot points during the year that make or break your season, and when you win that one close game, or you come through in that situation, that kind of sets the course for the rest of the year. And conversely, when you don't win that close game, or you don't execute in that specific situation, that kind of sets the course for the year. And the challenge is to, you know, feed off the positives and build from there, and then learn from the negatives. And you know, each team is such a different monster from a personality and I'm trying to think of the right word, the just atmosphere that they set. And you know, if we could go back and probably pick out one point in time in the year that you know, kind of we struggled with, was the NNU series at their place. And it's kind of a coincidence that we're playing them this weekend, but you know, you go back to that series and we split the first day, and then we blew two leads on the third and the fourth game, and we just haven't recovered from that weekend. So you know, as far as going back and pinpointing one place in time, that really kind of seems to be the difference maker is that second day there.
All right, and we get a chance at Northwest Nazarene again as they come to Cobb Field on Friday and Saturday. We'll talk about that on the third part of the Coach's Show with Chris Brown.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Have you seen the full color vehicle wraps in Billings? The professionals at Sign Pro can design your vehicle graphics from one color to a full color wrap. Together with Sign Pro, you can create a visual impact for your business. For 17 years, Sign Pro has produced top quality, cutting edge signage. So go ahead, create an impact for your your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
And welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team. You mentioned it. Boy, if there's one series that you kind of pinpointed that, you know, sort of started this slide that you've currently been going down, it was that series in Nampa, Idaho, where you lost 3 of 4 after, you know, when you split the first day. Again, the Crusaders, though, I mean, they've been a pretty good nemesis for you through the years. I was surprised when I looked at some of the older schedules. I'd forgotten that even before you got into the GNAC Conference, you know, you played Northwest Nazarene. This has been a pretty good rivalry for you.
Definitely, and, you know, it goes back, actually, the first games that this program played was against NNU, and, you know, so it dates back 5 years, which, you know, in relative terms isn't a long time, but in our short history it is, and there's definitely a good, healthy rivalry there and some bad blood, and, you know, we gear for them just like I know they gear for us, and you know, it's definitely it's always nice to win, but it's a little bit sweeter when you beat them. So, you know, we're looking forward to a little payback, a little bit of revenge, hopefully this weekend.
Tell us about the Crusaders, their strengths. You know, I don't know if they've got any weaknesses that stand out, but certainly the things that when you take a look at Crusaders' team, you have to say, well, that's something we're really going to have to deal with if we hope to come out on top.
No, they're a very aggressive team on the base paths. They hit and run a lot. They steal a lot, and you know, they take aggressive acts at the plate. You know, you look at their stats, and they've struck out a lot, but then they've also you know, put the ball in play with authority, and then they don't get cheated at the plate. So, you know, from a pitching standpoint, you have to get ahead, and you have to be able to dictate the count. And from a defensive standpoint, you have to be able to shut down the running game, and you know, be able to execute. When you get a chance to make a play, you got to make it against them, and because of their aggressiveness, that can either hurt them or help them. And you know, offensively, we've got to get ahead. When you know, we've beaten them in the past, and even earlier this year, we've had leads on them, and they seem to be a team that you know, when there's blood in the water and they're ahead, they have that killer instinct, and when they're behind, they tend to let up a little bit and start to push the panic button. So I think those are the keys for the weekend, is for us to, you know, be able to dictate on the mound and shut down the running game and then jump on them early.
Friday, I believe, at 3 o'clock, correct? It starts at Friday at 3 at Cobb Field. The second game will be at 6 o'clock on Saturday. They'll go at it again and 1 o'clock, and second game right around 4 o'clock, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, Chris Brown, head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team. Best of luck this weekend, and looking forward to seeing you battle the Crusaders.
Thanks, Ken.
In the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Chris Brown. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.